possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, happy Thursday, Thirsty Thursday on the CCO. Two for ones at the Honeybee tonight.
You've already lost it.
I have lost. I'm out of sorts. I'm here at noon. Usually I'm on the road by now, driving home.
No, you're not on the road.
You're right.
You know, yakking with Chad.
Yeah,
still.
I always kind of lingered on it. I'm a lingerer.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is kind of
creepy. Wish you would leave.
Yeah, I know. Happy to be here, though. Happy to see Dave, what did he call you yesterday? Harrington?
Harrington, it's
wow.
Fine.
And I could totally tell he was totally put off by that.
Yeah, he's only the 317th person that's done that in my life. So
Adam Carter here in for Chad today and tomorrow. Chad doing a little R&D. I wanted to start off today because I have a bunch of personality traits that I wish were much, much different. And we'd all like to be the perfect person. We'd all like to be someone who is respected, someone who handles each moment right. But we all have personality traits that I think bug us. So I'm asking you today, 651-461-9226. What is the, and I want some phone calls from people who are really kind of think about this often. What is the one personality trait that you have that you would change if you could, or maybe you have tried to change it? Personality traits are very difficult to change, by the way. And I know people say it can be done, but it takes a lot of work. I am often of the camp that says, you are who you are, and it's really hard to change. You can mask those personality traits, but I always think they're the default one. So what is the personality trait you have that you wish you could change? 651-461-9226. For me, it's easy. I mean, I have a lot. Trust me.
We know.
For me, it's the always waiting for the other shoe to drop. I cannot.
Negative Nelly?
Yeah, like a glass half empty. I go through life, even in my most euphoric moments, that I try to, I've become better at soaking up the moment of pure bliss, pure happiness. But I can never get out of the back of my head that the other shoe is going to drop, that something bad will, or something's going to screw this up. And it'll bring me back down to earth.
Something great happens in your life, and your immediate thought is, okay, I'm going to have to
pay
for this.
To this ying?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to do this.
Right.
Did that start at an early age? Or does that come with growth? I mean, did something happen in your life where you thought
I don't
amazing
know.
Happened well, and something terrible?
Therapist
like
Dave, I'm glad you asked.
Going to be.
I think a therapist would probably get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
I can't think
Let's
of anything.
Let's talk about your parents.
Yeah. Let's get Mom on the phone. Mom,
Cheryl.
Why did you screw me up so bad? I don't know. I don't know if there was something specifically in my past that did that. Maybe a combination of things. I'm sure there's a psychologist out there that probably would tell me that personality trait often is traced back to something where maybe something came out of the blue and disappointed you. I think that's what it must be. I think there must have been one or a combination of things in my life that totally blindsided me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm always on the defensive for that, whatever is around the corner, where I'm all like, this can't be just this bliss can't come without a cost, knowing that something's around the corner that is going to like totally sucker punch me. And if I anticipate that, it won't hit me as hard, and I won't be so blindsided by it. Wow, that was just that was very revelatory. Yeah,
I think
I just came up with
dug deep there.
Yeah.
Now you obviously know that about yourself. Jen obviously knows that about you. You two have known each other.
I think
long
so.
Enough.
Yes.
Is she a person that when something good happens will remind you, hey, Adam, just enjoy this, drink it in, enjoy the moment now?
No, she kind of plays into it saying, you know, you're going to pay for this. No, I'm kidding. She knows that, and I think I think she tries to encourage me to be just embracing of the moment. And I try, again, that is something that I've purposely tried to change, that you know what? Don't friggin' worry about tomorrow or the next week. You are here where you are right now. You are happy. Enjoy the hell out of this moment.
Sure.
And I think that is a lesson we all can take, that, you know, happiness is not like, I've learned that happiness is like not an overall arching thing to me. Happiness is those moments that you have in your life, small or huge or big, where that put a smile on your face and try to hang on to those memories.
Happiness can also be, and this is kind of a Zen teaching thing. Don't ask me why I know that, but I do. Just a not getting too high or too low. Yes, enjoy the good moments. You know, suffer in the bad moments. But know that what happens now may not impact what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Good luck is fleeting.
Yeah.
So is bad luck.
Sure.
You know, it's if something
this too shall pass.
Yeah,
right?
And if something great happens and you think that's going to lead to something great, not always the case. If something terrible happens and you think that leads to something terrible, not always the case.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Thank you.
I'll get to yours. Do you have one that comes to mind?
Yes, I do.
Let's get to it after the break. I also we got a lot of texts coming in, but I like some phone calls on this too. One personality trait that you could change if you could. 651-461-9226 on a Thirsty Thursday at the Honeybee. Two for ones. Back after this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Ooh. I forgot this aspect of the noon to three.
Yeah.
Jim Croce.
Mm-hmm.
The theme. I've got a name?
No.
No? I'm off so far?
A little tricky on this one, because the title of the song has nothing to do with it.
Title of the song has nothing to do with it.
Let me give you another little hint.
Okay.
Beginning of the song. That's all you need.
Like the pine,
like the pine trees,
lining the winding road. Oh, what am I missing in the news right now?
One of the big announcements of yesterday. Huge announcement from the Star Tribune.
And it has nothing to do with the Twins?
No.
I missed it. What is it?
It would be this year's Star Tribune lip balm flavor.
What is it?
The Norway pine. We've got pine tree music.
Pine tree music.
We're a week away from getting our Star Tribune lip balm at the State Fair.
Very nice.
A nod to the pines.
A nod to the pines. My favorite tree, I do have a favorite tree, the white pine.
Okay, what makes the white pine better
white
than
pine
any other pine?
White pine is the majestic, huge pine tree.
Those are the ones you'd see in northern Minnesota?
Yes, that used to cover the entire Northland. Obviously, were the goal of a lot of loggers, felled by many loggers, but you see a good, nice, big white pine, man. Mm. Favorite tree, 651-461-9226.
Least favorite tree, too.
Right.
Which tree do you absolutely despise?
Yeah. The ones with the little helicopters. Those are some sort of maple, I think.
Yeah, the maples. You're not a maple guy?
Not a maple guy. Well, I mean, some maples are good, but other maples can suck it.
The sap reference?
Is that right? Speaking of sap, I'm a sap. Where the opening topic here, gotten a little caught off guard, is a personality trait that you have that if you could change it, if you could go into your DNA and say, this is, I'm changing this, what would it be? For me, it's I have a plethora of personality traits that I wish could change, but at top of the list is the fear that the other shoe is always going to drop, that I cannot fully enjoy things because I always feel there'll be something around the corner to disappoint me. Dave, what is it for you? What's the personality trait? By the way, chime in. Lots of texts, but love some phone calls here. 651-461-9226. The Harrigan Hotline is open for you to call in.
Thank you. Thank you for giving it the proper name.
Yeah.
The Harrigan Hotline and myself, the Harrington Hotline, that could be it too. I would make myself a more assertive person.
Yeah.
That's
on my list too, by
much
the way.
More able and willing to stand up for myself, ask for what I want in life,
yeah,
rather than just hoping it would come to me. Sometimes that works out, usually doesn't,
yeah,
as we all know. And I can think of 1,000 times where I said, okay, this is it. This is the moment.
Yeah.
This is the day. This is, you know, something I want, something I feel I'm entitled to, I deserve, whatever it is, whether it's work, personal life, family life. And
I think that's
almost never do it. Almost never.
I think that's a very common one. I think a lot of us have. I that's right up near the top for me too. Again, I say I have a lot of them, and that's also very high on the list. So yeah, being assertive. Just some of the text here: 651-461-9226. I would say I'm too trusting of others. Oh, this text goes on to prove anything can be political. I would say I'm too trusting of others. With that said, do you at WCCO feel that you're misreporting during the Trump 45 administration has created a credibility issue with your listeners now during the Trump 47 administration? Listeners want to know. You can feel however you want to feel about that.
Which misreporting are we discussing?
Right.
I was not here during the Trump 45 administration, so I can't be blamed for this.
Right. I don't know.
You'd I guess I was here for a little bit of it. Just
more
a touch.
Specific. I have a bad problem. My absolute contempt for people who won't even try to figure out a simple problem. Just yesterday, I wasted half an hour on someone who claimed that a seatbelt in a company vehicle was broken. It was wedged between the seat cushions. Okay. So you're impatient, I think is what you're saying. This texter.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. I can't tell you the amount of times I've wanted to tell somebody. You've heard of Google, right?
Yeah.
I'm not the encyclopedia.
Correct.
You've got a phone. Type it in. There you go. Boom.
Here's another one. I interrupt people who are talking or telling a long, drawn-out story. I want people to get to the point.
Is that Chad?
I don't believe so. Yeah, that also is a very annoying trait in people, too, by the way, who jump in. Or the one-uppers who... And you know what? I'm aware of that, where I've done that in the past. And I try now to say... That's people who aren't really listening. They're just waiting for you to stop talking so they can tell their story. I think that also is a common one.
Well, let me ask you this. Which is the more annoying trait? Those people that will jump in when somebody's telling a long story, or the people that are telling the long story and not getting to the point?
I think the people jumping in.
I can think of people that annoy me both ways.
Yeah.
That tell the 5-minute story when, let's be honest, that could have been about 45 seconds.
True. I'm a total... catastrophizer. That's a great word. Somebody just used that the other day on our Adam and Jordana show. Somebody just said it yesterday, a catastrophizer. I'm a total catastrophizer, which drives my adult children nuts. I worry a lot about things I cannot control. It drives me crazy, too. Mark that on the list for me, too.
That's tough.
Things
that
are totally out of my control that, in my mind, I think are going a certain way and without any really basis in reality. And that I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's just anxiety showing itself, right?
Yep. I take things too personally a lot of times. That is from Chad. Too personally.
I mean, who doesn't?
And not letting things go.
Yeah.
Although he says he's better at that. He admits it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, anybody who says they always take criticism well is a liar.
Yeah.
I think we all take it personally to some extent,
absolutely.
Right?
Sure.
Some obviously do it better than others, and it certainly comes, it depends on who it's coming from. Is it coming from a place of love? Is it coming from somebody that you trust?
Yeah.
But, you know, we all
often that makes it more hurt more.
It can.
Right?
Yeah, it certainly can. Or you can say, you know what, I believe you, and maybe this is a blind spot, but also, you know, we can tell that person to shove it very easily because we always at least want to think we know best.
That goes along the lines, too, of yours and mine, which is common about being assertive, and that includes being able to, I don't want to say criticize, but it, like, fully be honest with someone about, like, the issues you have with someone. I'm very poor at that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just internalize it when, instead of, you know, sitting down with the person saying, here are my issues. And a lot of that has to do with, like, I'm always afraid that, okay, I'm going to lay out something, and then they're going to come back at me with, like, five that
exactly.
bug them about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I wish I could be more extroverted in social situations instead of backing up into a corner and waiting for someone to talk to me. That's a very good one.
That's
also on my list.
Terrible small talker.
Yes.
Terrible at parties. If, you know, if I'm there by myself, you know, mingling? No, I'm not going to mingle. I'm going to stand there with my drink and my snacks and pray somebody nice comes and talks to me, but not for too long.
Melvin, our friend, has checked in. I wish I could be more direct and assertive and rough instead of the wimp that I am. I think you're a little hard on yourself, Melvin. I don't think you're a wimp. I think a lot of people are like that. Adam, somebody was talking about my issues with, you know, always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Adam, could that behavior, waiting for the worst, have to do with growing up having an alcoholic in the family? I know that's the case with me, growing up with an alcoholic dad, always on the edge, waiting and watching. Well, my father was an alcoholic, but he was in recovery for 90% of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember ever seeing my dad intoxicated. And it was certainly wasn't like he was a mean drunk or anything that we were afraid of him. That wasn't the case. I don't know if it's just the genetics of it that might have something to do with that, but very interesting.
Good for your dad. I mean, I can't imagine having a, you know, a father that did, you know, come home drunk five nights a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, what that would do to a kid, certainly. If
right.
you're talking about waiting for the shoe to drop, you're always
dad
thinking,
flying off the handle.
Yeah, I've had a great day. It's been great. But, oh, man, what's going to happen when dad comes home?
Yeah.
Or mom or whoever.
Yeah, not good. 12:31, traffic and weather coming up. At some point today, do we keep them waiting or should we tell them what specific time we're going to play?
Ooh.
Make Adam laugh for Adam Sandler
tickets. Do you want to tell the people right now?
I think so.
Okay, when do you want to
do it? Make them prepare. I was thinking
1:35.
1:35. Is that good for you?
Make Adam laugh.
I listened yesterday. I would have gone with the dead monkey. That was a good one. Why did the monkey fall out of a tree? It was dead. I got to admit, that one made me laugh out loud on the drive home.
It made me laugh. It did not make Chad laugh.
I know.
He was mostly stone-faced.
And, of course, he says that my comedic standards are so high because I think I'm a better – and it's not because I think I'm a better comedian than people.
It's because you are.
I just have high standards when it comes to laughing.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm not just going to chuckle just to chuckle.
Well, get your jokes ready,
yeah.
Get your anecdotes, get your stories.
Whatever it is, you got 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It can either be a joke, it can be an anecdote, whatever it is.
Anything to make you laugh.
Right, and the winner gets a pair of tickets.
A pair of tickets for Adam Sandler, October 22nd. And when we ask for the callers, not now, we're thinking 1:35,
yep.
But you will call for the callers. You'll say, now is the time. Don't wait, because we take five callers.
Yeah.
We get you on hold, we get five in a line, and
right.
That's it.
That's
we
it.
Don't take six, we don't take seven, we take five. And if we don't get a laugh out of those five,
then we'll give away two tomorrow.
I think we'll probably do two tomorrow.
Okay.
But let's get a laugh today.
All right. 1:35 will do Make Adam Laugh. Traffic, weather, and a complaint that people have in parking lots that is way overblown. That's coming up.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.